and Iran has said Israel will be punished for its attack on their consulate in Syria, which killed several top Iranian generals last week. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says they're prepared for any external attack. He warned whoever harms Israel, Israel will harm them too. Now, there's a lot of diplomacy going on as the US and other governments urge no escalation, and for more on how a bad situation in the Middle East could get even worse if Iran strikes back at Israel, we're joined by Fawaz Gerges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. Fawaz Gerges, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How worried would you be about further escalation with Iranian involvement as we're watching events in the Middle East unfold?
Well, we should be really very worried. Surely the Americans are extremely anxious about a potential Iranian counterstrike. I mean, just to give your listeners a glimpse of what's happening, the President of the United States publicly called on Iran or warned Iran that America's commitment to Israel is ironclad. That was a message of deterrence to Iran. The top American general in charge of the Middle East, the Central Command, he has been in Israel for the past 2 days, coordinating with his Israeli counterparts about a potential Iranian retaliation. The American Secretary of State and the American Defense Secretary have also called their counterparts in Israel. American intelligence seems to suggest that the Iranians are planning a significant retaliation against Israel. I'm really amazed that here you have the U.S. and the U.K. yesterday calling on Iran not to escalate. Fine, Iran should not escalate. But why did they call on Israel not to provoke Iran? After all, it was Israel that attacked an Iranian consulate, a diplomatic establishment, and killed top six generals, Iranian generals. What the United States and the UK are trying to do is to create a mess that was created by Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet. And this is not the first or last Israeli attack. Israel has been attacking Iran for the past 2 years, killing its scientists, its diplomats, its commanders. And the latest attacks really represented quite a qualitative and strategic escalation on the part of Israel.
And that's the question, isn't it? Why would Israel, which is conducting its hugely controversial operation in Gaza, there's the potential of violence breaking out any time that Hezbollah decide on its northern border, and why would they then attack an Iranian diplomatic mission in Syria? Because it's hard to see the reasoning, isn't it?
You know, I think there are multiple explanations. I tend to be cynical because I study the Middle East. I've spent my life really, I'm a plumber. I know a bit about what works and what does not work in the instruments of the Middle East. I mean, there are two major explanations. The first cynical explanation, you don't have to buy my explanation, is that what really the Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet is trying to drag the United States into a wider regional conflict with Iran. This is because this particular attack against Iranian sovereignty was bound to bring about retaliation by Iran. It's after all, the Iranian Supreme Council, Iranian leaders have said this was a direct attack on the Iranian state. A second explanation, which basically makes sense as well. The Israelis have been used to attacking Iran for the past few years. I mean, I don't have the time to tell your listeners how many Iranian scientists and commanders and diplomats have been assassinated by Israel. Israel has been really doing sabotage inside Iran, and Iran has not responded. My take on it, the Israelis think that Iran is a paper tiger, that Iran would not dare to retaliate. And this kind of mindset brings about escalation. But before the Americans and the British call on the Iranians not to escalate, and I hope and I pray they don't escalate, they should really exercise some influence on their close ally by impressing, by nudging, by pressuring the Netanyahu's war cabinet not to escalate and trigger a wider regional conflict. And this is really what we are seeing today. The Middle East is a tinderbox. It takes a trigger, a spark to ignite all-out war in the region, which really will drag the United States back into the killing fields of the Middle East.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think, again, if you ask me, and we don't know, we're speculating. I know your listeners are very intelligent. I think my take on it is that Iran is desperately trying not to trigger a direct war with Israel or the United States. The challenge facing Iran is the following. How does Iran retaliate about this kind of great humiliation of the Iranian state without triggering a greater response on the part of Israel and the United States? And Iran has been communicating with the United States. We have information now that the Iranian foreign minister sent a message to the Americans who went to Oman. Oman is an open channel between Iran and the United States. And impressed on the Americans, he said, the Iranians are trying to barter a ceasefire in Iran, so Iran does not really have to retaliate. Obviously, the Americans did not buy. The Americans don't really have much influence or do not really want to exercise a great deal of influence over Israel, as we have discovered. So the Iranians are trying very hard to basically retaliate, not symbolically, but to show the Iranian people that Iran is not a paper tiger, as Benjamin Netanyahu and his war generals are trying to say, without sparking a wider regional conflict. Can they do it? Well, this is the big question. We have really no answer to this question. We have to wait and see.
Well, thank you for setting it out so clearly for us this morning. That's Fawaz Gerges, the Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics.